Good afternoon to all judges and staff in the courts of Jamaica. This is Brian Sykes, the Chief Justice. Today, the Minister of Health and Wellness, Dr. Christopher Tufton, confirmed Jamaica's first case of the coronavirus disease or COVID-19. Understandably, many persons are alarmed in Jamaica and within the courts. However, what is going to assist us in coping with this new challenge is our ability to act upon reliable and accurate information. To this end, the Office of the Chief Justice and the Court Administration Division are monitoring and in dialogue with the Ministry of Health and Wellness and the Ministry of Justice. We are also going to be setting up a COVID-19 committee where we will be formulating policies to announce to the staff and to implement as the days go by. As you can appreciate, this is a fluid situation and situations can change very rapidly. As it presently stands, there is no need to fear coming to court. There is no need to fear gathering in the court. Nonetheless, we have to begin to implement measures that will minimize the spread of the disease and to promote good, healthy practices. There are things that we can do immediately to ensure that the effects of the disease are kept to a minimum. The first thing is for the staff to get into the habit of washing their hands thoroughly with soap and water, both at work and at home. To this end, we'll be ensuring that adequate soap and soap equivalents are in all courts' offices. We have been taking steps to secure gloves, hand sanitizers, hand towels, Lysol spray, and bleach. These are important ingredients and tools that will assist us in cleaning the courts and the areas that are very vulnerable to this disease. In addition to that, we'll be saying to the ancillary staff that there must be enhanced cleaning of public spaces and high-touch areas. And by high-touch areas, I'm referring to the door handles to enter courtrooms, the door handles to enter judges' chambers, railings that assist in ascending and descending the staircase in courts where the staircases are present, the benches on which members of the public sit, elevators, the tables in public spaces, light switches, countertops, witness boxes, Bibles, microphones, and in short, any area where significant members of the public have access and where they are likely to touch. We will be communicating with our cleaning staff, beginning with those in the Supreme Court and spreading outwards, that there's to be enhanced cleaning of these surfaces. So they will be provided with the cleaning agents necessary. These are just some of the early steps and precautions that we are taking. When the committee is formed, then we will be informing you of what further steps can be taken. But again, to repeat, for the immediate implementation now, hand washing is essential. A video has already been circulated. It is a video from the World Health Organization. It will be recirculated. And what we are asking is that all judges in the parish courts, all the court administrators, all the registrars, all the judges are to ensure that the staff sees this video. It gives clear instruction as to how to wash our hands thoroughly and properly. Follow the instructions there both in the courts and at home. When you leave work and you get home, before you do anything, wash your hands with soap and water. It is vital that we begin these practices now. We have received additional information from the Ministry of Health recently, and we're breaking that down in practical steps that we can take. Thank you for listening to me, and we are all in this together. This is a national effort that requires all of us to play our part. I know that it is difficult. I know that it is alarming. But in the midst of this alarm and in the midst of this concern, let us remember now that we need to have reliable and accurate information. And that is what the Office of the Chief Justice and the Court Administration Division are securing for you, and will communicate to you as the situation changes. Thank you.